No mistaking that, Ayark thought. The moan of the dragon had resolved itself into a head-splitting shrill far beyond the capacity of any lungs. It was coming loudest from a new source, immediately apparent. A horn attached to one of the silver spires in the middle of the farm. And there were similar sounds emanating from over the hills to the north and east. Ayark stood in the middle of the yard, Gadurfi raised aloft.
Prodora! Prodora! Prodora!
Fake! The young looters appeared again, running over a crest back toward the farm. Ayark exhaled through rotten teeth. At least someone had heard over the racket. Now at least maybe they could... blaster fire. An orange blaze enveloped one of the runners from behind. The other turned in panic, only to be incinerated as well. Ayark crouched instinctively, seeking cover behind the accursed vaporator.
Wahoo!
A metallic wave, copper and green, swept over the dune. Ayark recognized it right away. It was the land speeder that had haunted them before at the Toll Rock. And now, as then, several settler youths clustered in its open interior, hooting and firing wildly. Ayark darted behind a second vaporator, suddenly more confident. There was no dragon, only settlers. The Tuskens could be rallied against them if they stood true. But they weren't standing. One fled toward the nothingness of the east, and Ayark could see two more land speeders racing after him. And the clumsy young warrior, who had barely survived the rites of adulthood days before, hid behind the hut, clutching at the sands in cowardice. Only the sons knew where the others had gone. No good. The first speeder circled the settlement, its riders showering fire on nothing in particular. And now, another hovercraft arrived. Fancier, with sloping curves. The silver vehicle carried two humans in an open compartment protected by a windshield. A grim, hairy-faced human steered the vessel as his older passenger stood brazenly up in his seat. Ayark had seen the passenger before at a greater distance. Clean-shaven, older than most Tuskens ever got, and always wearing the same senseless expression. The smiling one.
More to the south, folks,
the standing human said, macro binoculars in hand.
Keep after them.
The Yark didn't need to know all of the words. The meaning was clear. The missing warriors weren't nearby, ready to strike. The band, routed, had taken flight. Seeing the tall human's landspeeder, the cowering young Tuscan from earlier squealed and stood, leaving his Gadurfi on the ground. He bolted.
Urak!
Ayark yelled.
Wait!
Too late. Another landspeeder banked, and the hollering riders aboard chopped the fleeing sand person down with blast after blast. Not 6 days a warrior, and dead in seconds. This was too much. Ayark rose, weapon in hand, and dashed behind the hut. Away from where the laughing settlers, aware only of their killing, could see. Ragged fabric flew as the warrior tumbled over a dune into a dusty ravine. Another dune followed, and another. At last, Ayark fell to the ground, gasping. Three had been lost, maybe more. And the Sand People couldn't afford to lose anyone. Worse, they'd lost to settlers using a low trick no Tuscan 4 years earlier would have fallen for. The settlers would know now the mighty Tuskens were not what they once were. Struggling to stand, Ayark looked down at the ground. The elder shadow lengthened. Like the older brother son, the band had struck and failed. It was time for the Tuskens to hide again.